This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker and the Daily Buzz. Hope you had a good weekend. The holidays aren't the holidays without a few friendly toasts. And we Americans have a pretty good idea of what we like in those clinked glasses. According to a MASHED survey, hot chocolate is far and away our holiday beverage of choice. Other beverages on the list, apple cider, hot toddies, mulled wine, and spiked eggnog. I'll have one of each, please. A nonprofit company has been training giant African rats to carry out search and rescue operations. No joke. The rodents wear high-tech backpacks equipped with a location device, video camera, and a two-way radio. They're being trained in trying to avert potential disasters. And if there is one, the radio is supposed to help communicate with victims. One of the research scientists says they use rats because they're small enough to get through cracks and tons of debris. As I said at the start, is that an ooh or an ah? Well, it's getting colder, which means thermostat battles are about to start. A study from Ohio State University says women are less likely to be satisfied with the outcome. It's possible that ladies are losing the thermostat battle, says Nicole Sintov, an assistant professor at OSU. The fact is, we also found that women in our study were uncomfortable more often, suggesting that the thermal environment was not catering to their needs. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Part two of the Daily Buzz. We're entering the holiday season where we spend a lot more time with extended family members. There's a new survey out on the awkward moments that happen when you're around more family. Here are a couple of stats. 1 in 3 admit to forcing a smile to pretend to enjoy a relative's cooking. And 2 in 5 say they forced a smile to pretend to like a gift. About half say they struggle to figure out what to talk about with their relatives. And some bail early. Talk about anything but politics. There's a new study suggesting that you can buy happiness for $10,000. Researchers gave 200 random people a one-time payment of 10 grand and required them to spend it within 3 months. They recorded how the people felt on a monthly basis and found that they reported being happier and more satisfied with their lives than another group that didn't get the money. That may not seem surprising, but the good vibes continued in the months after the money had been spent. They even reported being happier than they were when the experiment first started. But not everyone was affected. People with household incomes above $123,000 did not report noticeable improvements in their happiness, possibly because they already have the cash on hand. And people from low-income countries like Brazil, Indonesia, and Kenya gained 3 times more happiness than those in high-income countries like Australia, Canada, and the UK, and the US. They didn't tell us what people bought with the 10 grand. Researchers are analyzing that, and it'll be on a future Daily Buzz. Knucklehead news out of Texas, where a man accused of walking out of a supermarket with a bottle of eggnog stuffed in his pants and then fighting the worker who tried to stop him has probably watched too many congressional hearings. 38-year-old Kevin Ellis was seen stuffing the eggnog down his trousers. A loss prevention officer confronted him as he tried to walk out of the store, and Ellis punched him in the face, leaving him bloodied. When police arrived and tried to question Ellis, he repeatedly invoked his Fifth Amendment rights to avoid self-incrimination. Even when asked for his name and ID, he pleaded the Fifth. Cops placed him under arrest and charged him with robbery and failure to identify. He was also wanted on a probation violation. Sounds like he already enjoyed some of the Christmas spirit. That's the Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift, and that's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Have a great week.